Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rod Stewart will be among those performing at Jazz Fest 2026. Yeah, we got an early release of the list of performers, and Rod Stewart is one of the ones at the top. It's Sir Rod Stewart. This is one of the more melodic things that he's done recently in his career. And somebody sent a text earlier and said, well, you know, I hope he's not going to just do that, or suggesting that this is all he's doing now. No, he's done a couple of albums with stuff like this on it with some of the all-time classics. But Rod Stewart is still going to do a lot of his kick-ass hits. He's going to be doing, you know, the rock hits that he's done. I mean, he can't possibly play all of them, but he'll do a lot of that stuff. But he may throw in something like this. So, Sir Rod Stewart and many others, we've got the list on our website at WWL.com. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. It's a Thursday afternoon. We are heading into the weekend. Earlier today, driving in from West End, I noticed that there were two cargo planes flying in very loose formation, circling the city. And they circled the city several times. Well, apparently they went to the North Shore, came across the lake, and were circling the city earlier today. Some of you may have seen that. I saw it, and the first thing that I thought of was, well, what's going on here? I mean, sometimes we see jets. Sometimes we see jets from the Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse doing training missions over the city, and they're flying in tight formation over the city. That's a normal sight. But what was unusual was seeing these cargo planes flying over the city. And we talked about this at the very opening of the show, and I had Ian call the Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse, and they said they didn't know what was going on. Those were not their planes. Well, that led to even more curiosity. Okay, so wait, the Naval Air Station doesn't know about these military planes flying over our city? So what's going on here? So then we find out that it's the 403rd Wing of the Air Force from Keesler Air Force Base. They were on a training mission. But that's what they tell you when they don't want to really tell you what's going on. And I just wonder if this is related to the possibility of the administration considering some kind of an attack on Venezuela. Now, the president was someone who said during the campaign that he would stop wars and not start wars. But it does seem like he's inching toward a war with Venezuela. And I just remind you that it's very easy for a president to sit back there and say, okay, let's go to war. But there are going to be American men and women in a combat zone. And when we shoot at them, they shoot at us. Venezuela does not have a formidable military to fight us. But that doesn't mean they're not going to shoot at us. And that doesn't mean that somebody might not get killed. So, you know, we have to consider whether it's worth losing American lives in fighting Venezuela. That's a question we don't have to answer right now. But it seems like we're moving in that direction. And this guy, Nicolas Maduro, who is the president, seems to have been illegally elected. It was an illegal election. And the president doesn't like that. And then yesterday, an oil tanker was seized off the coast of Venezuela. At the time, the president said it was for good reason. So I did a little more research as time went on and the story evolved. And apparently, because of the embargo with Venezuelan oil, we had every right to commandeer that ship. And it was kind of cool yesterday watching the video of the helicopters over the deck of the ship and the ropes dropping down. And it was the Coast Guard that was really in charge of that. And so often you think about the Coast Guard, you know, they're there to kind of, you know, give out tickets if somebody's drinking too much, driving a boat on the Chifunta River. But no, the Coast Guard quite often gets involved in very, very serious military kind of action. So the Coast Guard was in charge of that mission, and they dropped to the deck. They had their guns, and they're going around, you know, going in the doors to commandeer that that ship. The president says we plan on keeping the oil, which apparently is fair in this situation. But I just hope that for ego reasons or for whatever reason, I hope that he's not anxious to go to war with Venezuela, because our men and women don't need to be in a combat zone if they don't absolutely have to be in a combat zone. If it's not really important to the security of this country, then we shouldn't just send men into and women into combat. So I'm just wondering, was that training mission of those cargo planes over New Orleans, was that training for possibly going to Caracas? Keesler Air Force Base is north, directly north of Venezuela. Now, they went to the North Shore, and then they came across the lake. Could Lake Pontchartrain have been considered the Caribbean Ocean? So they're using that, and then maybe New Orleans has some similarities with Caracas, the big city in Venezuela. So, I mean, I don't know, but, you know, maybe those planes were part of a training mission because there is a plan to go into Caracas, go into Venezuela. So, you know, we'll see what happens, and, you know, thoughts and prayers with everybody who might be involved in that mission. But again, it's too early to get involved in that. Let's see. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So tonight is the Odyssey Christmas holiday dinner party at a location that we will not disclose for obvious reasons. So everybody from WWL, Magic 101.9, B97, and Bayou 95.7 will all be there for this this dinner. Ian is really well-dressed in a very deep red suit, white shirt. You look really, really spiffy today.
Well, thank you very much. I wanted to get, you know, I don't have time to go home between the time we get off the air here and when we need to be at that party. So, you know, I had to kind of wear what I was going to wear to work.
I understand.
You know, because I appreciate you don't want to give away the name of the place we're going.
No, I don't want to either.
It would be awful if we told everybody that we were going to the Wendy's on Carrollton.
Well, we don't want to tell them which Wendy's location.
We don't want to tell them the Wendy's, you know, Carrollton, kind of by like Earhart over there. Is a Popeye's right next door. Not that one.
Not that
that's
one.
Not,
no,
that's not the one.
No, it's not the one.
No, ample parking, and they do a little, that's right, you know, they put out a little Odyssey sign for us.
Easy access. I just want to remind everybody, you know, our station is piped through the halls of this company. And I just want to remind everybody to, you know, be on your best behavior. I mean, there's going to be alcoholic beverages there. And, you know, maybe somebody, you know, hits the pipe before they go. I mean, that's possible. And so, you know, you just got to be careful because you get in these situations and, you know, you can easily say the wrong thing. Now, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be any dancing. But if there is a possibility of dancing, you got to really think twice whether or not you want to put those moves on display in front of everybody you work with. Kind of like that episode of Seinfeld where Elaine is dancing.
The little kicks.
Because I'll tell you, you can do something at a Christmas party, and I don't care what your image is with that company. It is forever changed by what happens at the Christmas party or the holiday dinner in our case.
You'll always be the person that freaked everyone out at the holiday party.
Yes. Yeah. And they will
don't,
always
don't be that guy.
You know, no, and look, and when you pass somebody in the hall and you walk by, the people will you know, they're gonna snicker. So just, you know, be cool. Don't get too toasted, because, you know, we've got some beverage consumers in our company.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Well, because you're in the other studio, and I look at you when I talk to you.
You're looking at me on purpose. When you said beverage consumers, you looked right at me.
Hey,
what? What? So I like to have a couple fingers of scotch now and then. What? Now I got to tell me I got a problem?
You are way too sensitive.
You got a problem.
You are way too sensitive.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't thinking about that.
I'm sorry. Can I live? I thought this was America.
It is America, but just if you do consume a little more than you should, just, you know, don't say the wrong thing to your supervisor. And I have learned, well, because I read about it, not because there was an incident, but I've learned that HR carries over into the Christmas holiday party, and I don't think it should be that way.
It's a sanctioned company event. You're darn tootin'.
I don't think it should be. You sound like a line from Fargo. Yeah, you're darn tootin'. Yeah.
Tan Sierra. Yeah. No, absolutely. You better be on your behavior tonight, because just because we're not in the office doesn't mean these people aren't your colleagues.
Yeah, but like it's a shame that, you know, we can't be free, because I remember in years past, there were a couple of times when I ended up making out with somebody at the Christmas party.
Scoot on the
I
air.
I should not have done
what
that.
What are you? Are you serious?
No, in the past, yeah. Yeah, in the past.
How recent past?
Well, I don't want to.
You better say a long time ago, brother.
It was a long time ago.
Okay.
I think. It was a while back. I'll just put it that way.
Okay.
No, it was a while back. And I was single at the time, so it was okay. But, you end up locking lips with somebody. I mean, it happens. You know, I was drinking a lot in those days, and, you lock lips with somebody, and, you know.
At the holiday party?
Yeah, I mean, it
man,
was.
Man, I don't know. Like, yeah. you know me. I'm not that prudish. But, like, it feels insane to me that anybody would be hooking up with somebody at that works in their office or their workplace.
Like,
I know that was a big thing a long time ago. Yeah. And I don't know if this is just a generational thing or it's just because I've only worked in this office building since I was 20 years old. So I don't know what the culture is like in other places, but it is patently insane to think that you would hook up with somebody else that works in your
same workplace. Well, it was a big thing years ago at WWL when I was on radio, and it was WWL radio and TV together. Honestly, when the Catholic Church owned WWL, there were a lot of affairs going on.
Wow.
And the Christmas party was only for employees, because they didn't want their wives and husbands?
No, oh,
they didn't.
God.
No, they didn't want them there. So it might have happened back then, too.
Who's freakier, the radio people or the TV people? That's a kind of a loaded question. Who's more liable to get in trouble?
The TV people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because they're on camera and maybe they're a little bit more, I don't know.
No, they don't. You know, they're
narcissistic, they're obsessed with their self-image or something.
I would have to say there were more TV people than radio people back then. But I mean, hey, the culture at WWL Louisiana has totally changed. It's totally
unimpugnable.
Different. I mean, you don't even want to go to the Christmas party anymore.
I want to. They have good food. You know, just between you and me and the wallpaper.
Yeah.
When we do like hurricane coverage, when there's a storm in the Gulf, and we all come in here and we sleep in our offices for a week or whatever. And you know, we're taken care of. We get food. It's fine. The food that they get at the TV station is like, are you kidding me? Like, it's catered. It's all like in the big, like, stainless steel tureens and stuff. And it's like this hot food that they have available to them the entire time. And I'm like, maybe I want to go work there during a hurricane.
They're
eating like kings.
They're over there praying for a hurricane.
Yeah, they're just waiting so that they can get all the catered food come brought to their office.
All sleeping close together, and anyway, it's got to be crazy.
Woo. Okay.
No, but yeah, the culture at WWL when the Catholic Church owned it, I'm telling you, it was insane. It really was. Hey, look, let me tell you very quickly about the South Park episode last night. I'm not going to reveal the ending, but this is the end of this series. I don't know if it's the end of the season. It might be, probably, but it's the end of this whole series where the president has been dating Satan. The president had sex with Satan. He didn't use protection. Satan got pregnant. Satan is pregnant with the president's child. The president has been having an affair with J.D. Vance, the vice president. who is in love with the president and doesn't even care that he got Satan pregnant. So it was really kind of crazy. They used a lot of things that were relating to the president of the United States. So Satan is still president. I made these notes while I was watching it last night. And they found out that the president was boinking the vice president. So that became common knowledge. Satan says, this child will be born. And for once, you will have to deal with the consequences of your actions. And he's saying that to the president. So there was a lot of verbiage in there that was directed at the president, and they used the characters to really, I guess, present this message to the president. There's one point where Satan says, no, this man, speaking of the president, is a con artist. And the vice president says, and he's depicted as a tattoo from Fantasy Island, the vice president says, I don't care, because apparently the president has... In South Park has genital warts, and he says, I don't care if I get genital warts, I still love you. Also, Jesus, who lives in South Park, is on the president's side, but then Jesus changes. Now, I don't want to tell you what happens to the baby, but Fox News covers all of this, and they cover what happens to the baby and everything, and it's very, very disturbing. But look, if you're a MAGA supporter, I hope you could look at this. If you decide to watch it, I hope you could look at this and just think that it's fun, because it's just comedy. But I'll tell you, if the president, he's got to know about this. He makes such a big deal about Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel. Those guys are doing nothing compared to what South Park did to the president in terms of his image. It was horrible. If you're a supporter of the president, it was horrible. But I mean, since it was the president, I mean, there was something about it that was kind of funny. All right, I got to get to your calls, so we'll do that when we come back here. And if you do want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, Bob Dylan, another one of those performing at Jazz Fest 2026. Now, I hope Bob Dylan does some of his old stuff. Sometimes recently, he's been known to just do new stuff that is totally unfamiliar, but it's still Bob Dylan. And I remember seeing Bob Dylan at a festival in Steamboat Springs when I was living in Denver. And there's just something about seeing him on stage that was just so iconic. Bob Dylan, Jazz Fest 2026. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWE.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin Myra. His 13-year-old cousin Myra. She was the daughter of his cousin. I mean, Jerry Lewis was one sick dude. I mean, marry your 13-year-old cousin? Marry a 13-year-old, much less your cousin? No, man, I wouldn't want to deal with that. To come home every night and do friggin' homework. All right, it's time for Kevin Todd, the CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, with another free offer for all of our audience. The guy who is turning outcomes into incomes, showing you how to turn betting into a business. Kevin, good afternoon.
We have a great matchup tonight. Atlanta is traveling to Tampa, and let me tell you, folks, I've got some strong information on this game. I'm having my clients move 4 to 5 times their normal wager on this game, and I'm going to give you the information for free. In fact, if I lose this game, I will give you the rest of the month of December absolutely free, including all the bowl games. All you have to do is pick up the phone. You dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's matchup, Atlanta at Tampa, absolutely free.
Okay, so you got it. If Kevin Todd is wrong, he's going to give you the entire month of December free, the rest of this month, plus all of the bowl games. There's a lot of football that's going to be played, so you would get all of that for free. So if you want the information, go to this phone number, 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Or check it out at the Sports Brokers, with an S, sportsbrokers.com. Kevin, what do you like this week?
Well, everybody knows last week, or should say on Monday night, they watched how bad the Eagles played. They had four interceptions, a fumble. In fact, first time in NFL history, Scoot, that a player actually had two turnovers in one play.
Yeah, that was
amazing. He had
an
interception, got the fumble recovery, and then fumbled that again away. And they still, as bad as they played the Eagles, they still had a chance to win the game in the end if he doesn't throw that interception. By far, was a very good play on the defensive back by tipping the ball, and the guy caught it.
Yeah.
That being said, it couldn't be any better for the Eagles to get back on track right now playing the Raiders. As we all know, that Geno Smith has had a horrible year, and he's not even playing this week. It's Kenny Pickett. The line in this game is 11. I believe that Eagles will win this game by at least 17 points or more. I think the Eagles are going to come to play. They're going to shut them down. Not only that, school, the Eagles are 7-1 against the spread right before they play Washington. They got Washington on deck. Lucky for them, they got three out of their next four games are against losing records NFL teams. The only tough game they got is Buffalo. So this will be the first time in 20 years where the same team won the NFC East back-to-back years.
You know, you can't help but think that the Eagles are going to make a big comeback. I mean, they're a good team. They're the Super Bowl champions. You know, teams have that Super Bowl hangover most anyway, and so I think they've dealt with a little bit of that this year. But they're a good team, and I like your pick of giving up 11 against the Raiders. And you know, Pete Carroll has just, you know, he's just, I don't know if he's all there. You know, he looks like he's having the greatest time. He looks like he's 16 years old, but you know, something's not right.
I agree with you. I'd be surprised if he's still coaching next year. And when it comes to the NFL school, let's face it, it's week to week. And I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago, Minnesota goes on the road, they lose 27-0. Then the next week they come back home and they win 31-0. Yes. So it's week to week in the NFL, folks. Don't worry about what happened the week before. Look, it's all about the matchups. I'm telling you right now, my opinion, Eagles minus 11 is a gift. But let's talk about tonight's matchup, folks. You want to make money? Now is the time to give me a call. If you've been with me since the beginning of the season, you're a $500 player, you're up over $20,000. If you're a $1,000 player, you're up over $40,000 on the season.
Whoa.
If you give me a call right now, you get tonight's matchup. Atlanta at Tampa, absolutely free. I'm documented 19-8 since last season on Thursday Night Football. They call me the king of Thursday Night. That's the reason why, Scoop, because of my record. And I'm telling you, tonight's game, Atlanta, Tampa, absolutely free. You give me a call at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You could go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com. You could read up about me. You could see who I am. You could buy picks. You could opt in right there, and you could sign up. I'm telling you, folks, I love this matchup tonight. If I lose this game, you'll get the rest of the month of December, all the bowl games, all the NFL games, absolutely free. But I'm telling you, that's not going to happen because I'm going to win tonight.
Yeah, 19-8 since last season. That's pretty damn good on Thursday Night Football. And, you know, Kevin is really in this for the long run. I mean, if you just want to make a quick buck overnight, guaranteed. Well, first of all, if you want anything guaranteed, you're in the wrong activity, because nothing with gaming is guaranteed. But if you want to have fun with it, but also try to turn it into a business, you know, have a conversation with Kevin. It's not for everybody, but it might be for a lot of you who want to really seriously try to earn some money and turn betting into a business. And the number's 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517.
Yeah, and you mentioned about treating it like a business, Scoot. Listen, it's about quality over quantity. What I mean by that, folks, it's less games, more money. When you deal with me and my company, you get anywhere between 4 to 6, at the most 7 games in a week. We don't bet every day. So if you want to bet every day, I'm not your guy. This is about treating it like a business, getting the right information, placing the wager, and let me building your bankroll. The holidays are coming up, folks. I'm telling you right now, I love this matchup tonight. Atlanta at Tampa. It's yours absolutely free. I'm putting money in your pocket first. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517.
All right, Kevin Todd, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scoot. Have a good weekend.
All right, let me give you the number again. 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. All right, holidays are here. Hectic time. Man, just try to relax. Try to get through it. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. I hope you plan on enjoying this. We've got somebody on the line who says they've got an inside scoop on the C-130s that were flying over the city earlier that I noticed and we talked about at the beginning of the show. We'll come back with that call and more of your comments on WWL.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, how many of you have an Uncle Eddie in your life? I hope none of you. But I dearly love this movie. Why is the carpet all wet? I don't know, Margot. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon, Thursday on WWL. Let's go to Don on the North Shore. Don says he's got some inside information into the C-130s circling over the city earlier today. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
So, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, because I got these new hearing aids and I'm still testing them out, like last night.
Yeah, yeah.
So last night I was over at the old Epstein house having a few drinks,
yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about this, and I guess they were talking about it because they said something about the general was there last night with some guy named Jean or Jean or some crap like that.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how the Venezuelan nationals, they were going to use the C-130 something to surveil because they were expecting the Venezuelan nationals or something like coming in, and that this was going to be a famous place once this is all said and done because it's being planned there. And that something about they were also using it because they needed to make sure that the ice was gone or something, because if the ice isn't gone, then something about they can't protect against the invasion. And if they don't protect it against the invasion and the ice is not gone, Santa's not coming?
Oh, my God.
I should have written all that down.
Wait. So if the ice is gone, Santa might not come?
No, they got to get rid of the ice, I think they said.
Oh, get rid of the ice.
Oh, get rid of the ice so Santa can come. Well, yeah, because that, you know, that's late. But okay, I understand.
But the only way they can get rid of the ice is somehow something to do with preventing the Venezuelans.
Okay.
And this is this general guy, Jackson. And Jean Lafitte were supposedly up there planning it last night.
Well, you know, if they're going to talk about it, they're going to talk about it at the old Absinthe House on Bourbon. That's where it's going to happen. All right, Don, listen, I appreciate that insight.
Wow.
Yeah.
That call had everything.
That sheds a lot of light on the idea that the public information officer at Keesler is saying, oh, it's just a training mission.
It's just a routine training exercise.
It may not have been. I'm serious. But on a serious note, I wonder if there is any connection between that and a possible invasion of Venezuela, because it seems like we're inching in that direction.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, when the president is asked straight up, you know, are you going to put troops on the ground in Venezuela? And he says, well, I don't know, you know, can't commit. And he says stuff like that all the time. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
take it with
true.
A grain of salt. But he didn't say no.
Well, that's right. All right. I wrote a blog yesterday. Are the ICE agents in Louisiana qualified? Yeah, you ought to read that. It's on our website, WWL.com. You can also find it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on it there, and I do respond to some of your comments. Stephen Miller says, he was on Hannity. Stephen Miller was on Hannity, and he was complaining that he's been banned from CNN. He was really, really upset. Stephen Miller complaining to Hannity that he was banned on CNN. Here's a segment of that show. Yeah. Well, I'm real sorry. But hey, you know what? That might be a good reason to tune in to CNN, knowing that you're not going to see Stephen Miller. That guy's like an alien. From Gretna, hey, Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, I could picture Scoot tonight with his mistletoe hat on.
No.
Maybe. You know what? Just like the old Married with Children episode with Bud Bundy running around the eggnog.
No.
You know, maybe chasing Ashley O down. You know, she's mature for her age, Scoot.
Yeah, listen,
okay.
I don't know. Listen, no. I don't do that anymore. I used to do that. I did. Well, I didn't always. I didn't always do it, but there were a few occasions when at the Christmas party things got a little. Look, it wasn't just me. I mean, they came on to me, so it wasn't really my fault.
It's not your fault.
Of course
not. Look, the show's almost over. Let me say this. If you want to bring your family to a cheap Saints game, Scoot, or any of your fans listening, this Sunday against the Panthers in the Dome, $10 tickets on the secondary market.
Oh, wow.
Very, very cheap. And it sounds like you're going to the Christmas party tonight, obviously, and not to go see your second home team, the Portland Trailblazers in New Orleans tonight. And we've talked a lot about this. You know, one thing culturally in New Orleans I noticed, Scoot, is, you know, even if the Saints are bad, the Saints games will be on in the restaurants and bars,
yeah,
on every TV, every big screen. Why is that not the case with the Pelicans? I mean, I'm sure the place y'all are going to be tonight, they might not even be showing it on the big screen, but people don't even know the Pelicans are hosting a game tonight. And I think culturally that's why. We don't watch the games. It's not easy to access some of the games on TV. But why do the bars and restaurants not show the Pelicans games like they do, like they do with the Saints?
I don't know, Margo. No, I don't have any idea, Jimmy. But I mean, that's a good. I mean, it's a good point. Look, I the city needs to do more to support the Pelicans, or I am afraid they're going to be gone. And I love the Pelicans, and I love that they are here, and I want them to stay here. I'm still concerned. We don't have a coach, a permanent coach. We have an interim coach. I don't think the players are playing like a unit. It's kind of easy to see that. I would be at that game tonight between the Portland Trailblazers and the New Orleans Pelicans, but we have the WWL Odyssey Christmas holiday party with all of the stations under Odyssey all getting together, breaking bread together, and it should be a very nice occasion. I haven't been drinking recently in my life, so I'll be fine tomorrow. But, you know, some people might have a little headache tomorrow. Speaking of Coleman, he'll have fun tonight. He'll enjoy it. He'll have something to drink.
I don't know that Coleman's going to make it.
Oh, really?
No, because I walked in here at 1 o'clock during the handoff, and he was like, "What are you all dressed up for?" And I said, "The Odyssey dinner is tonight." And he said, "Oh yeah, I can't go to that. I got something else going on."
Oh, I'm sorry. Because he's always fine.
Well, I'll drink his drinks.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. All right, but not that you have a problem or anything.
You don't know my life.
I know that. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show here. So we still didn't get to things to look out for if your child is being radicalized online. I promise we'll do that tomorrow. And also, what do you get kids that have everything? It's an interesting idea. So we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. Plus, tomorrow is a free-for-all Friday. The Eagles are another one of those bands performing at Gretna Fest 2026. It was announced today, and we've got the total lineup on our website, WWL.com. And we'll be right back. All right, it's Thursday. Tomorrow is a free-for-all Friday. You know we're going to have fun then. Coming up next, it's Steve Geller and Mike Dettillier for Weekend Kickoff live from the Treasure Chest Casino. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hope, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon and evening, and we'll have fun tomorrow afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.